This is the Daf Yomi Masechet Review, Masechet Shavuos, tape number 2.
For subscription information, call us toll-free at 1-888-DAF-YOMI or write Daf Yomi Tapes, P.O. Box 831, Muncie, New York, 10952.
This tape is dedicated in memory of Yekustiel Menachem ben Shlomo Bezalel Klein, Zichrono Livrocha. A Magid Shia is Rabbi Yossi Heber.
We're holding a Masechta Shavuos at the Mishnah on Daf Chaf Hei Amud Aleph. And the Mishnah says, a Shavuos Bitui can be made in regard to what a person will do for himself or what a person will do for others. It can be made on something which has a mamashus, substance, or something which has no mamashus, for example, sleep. Rabbi Shmuel says regarding a Shavuos Bitui, a person can only become a mechuyev in a karban chatas if he makes a shvuah on something in the future, i.e. I will or will not do something, since the pasuk says, lo hayra ay lehetev, in Vayikra, hey. If it's something of the past, there's only malchus. Rabbi Akiva says, you're mechuyev achatas, even for something in the past. And the Gemara says, there is an aspect where nedarim are more machmer than shvuas, and vice versa. As background, a neder is chal on a chefetz, something which is a cheftza, but a shvua is chal on a person, something which is a gavra, or someone which is a gavra. The Gemara says that nedarim can be chal even if it'll forbid a person from doing a mitzvah. For example, not to eat matzah. Ma she'ein ken, a shvua cannot be made to be mevatel a mitzvah, because we say ein shvua chal al shvua, and the person was already mushpa v'yomid b'har Sinai. Therefore, if a person makes a shvua on this, the shvua is not chal. A shvua has a chumra, in that it can be chal on a davar she'ein by mamish. Ma she'ein ken a neder has the kula that it cannot be chal on something which a davar she'ein by mamish. The Gemara says if someone makes a shvua that he won't sleep for 3 days, we give him malchus, since he made a shvuas shav. It's impossible for a person not to sleep for 3 days. If a person makes a shvua not to do a mitzvah, and he does the mitzvah, all are maida that he is not oiver for the unkept shvua. If, however, he swore to do a mitzvah and he didn't do it, he's also pater, since he was already mushba bi'emed bahar Sinai. The Gemara asks, what is a shvuas shav? Our answer is if someone makes a shvua to change something known to man. For example, he swears that a stone is really gold, but he's only chayev if what is stone is obvious to at least 3 people that it's clearly a stone. If it's not obvious, then it's just called a shvuas bitoy. Finally, if a person makes a shvua that can't be made in the future, Lesa lahaba, Rav says there is a chiyav carbon for Shavuos Bitoy. Shmuel says there is no chiyav. Daf Chafav. Rabbi Shmuel was a Talmud of Rabbi Nechunya, who used the methodology of klal upratu klal. So since the prat says lohara ulehetev, we can only darshan something which is similar to the prat, which is in the future tense. Because we know klal comes as a general rule, the prat comes to the mayat, something small, and the third klal says that it has to be something ke'ein ha-prat. Rabbi Akiva was a Talmud of Nachum Ish Gamzu, who used to use the methodology not of klal uprat uklal, but of riba umiyut, which is, if a person makes a shvua not to eat wheat bread, but he mistakenly left out the word wheat, and just simply said, I swear not to eat bread, it's only also for him to eat wheat bread, since he can clarify what his intentions were after he makes the shvua, and limit the scope of his shvua as long as there is no direct contradiction between what he actually said, i.e. bread, and what he meant to say, i.e. wheat bread. We say that there is a chiyav karbon for a shvua spitoy of past tense, but mimanavshach. If he knew what he was doing, then it's amazing. So how can there be a chiyav? And if he thinks he's telling the truth, he's an inus. So how can he be chayev at all? Our answer is he knows it's usser, but didn't realize he's chayev for a carbon. If a person made a shvua not to eat a loaf of bread, and he's now in a situation that if he doesn't eat it, he'll die, and he does eat it, it's called mitzdayer, and he's potter from a carbon. The Gemara says just thinking regarding a shvua is not enough. One must actually speak out the shvua for it to be chal. As the pasuk says, levatei bisvasayim. By a carbon, though, if he just had a machshava to bring a carbon, then he's chayef. Tavchav Zayin, the Mishnah. If one makes a shvua not to do a mitzvah, for example, not to put on tefillin, but he does the mitzvah, then he's pater. Rabbi Yehuda ben Becerra says he's chayev because of a kal v'chaymer. If one isn't mushpa, the Amid Bahar Sinai, and he swears he's chayev, kal v'chaymer on a mitzvah where someone was mushpa, the Amid Bahar Sinai, he should be chayev. And the Gemara says, if someone makes a shvua to do something bad to his friend, the shvua is not chal. If a man gives a klala to his parents, he's chayev, if he gave the klala to both parents, or even if he gave it to just one of them. Lamaisa, there is never a hechatimtza where it's possible for a shvua to be chal, to be mevatel, a mitzvah. The Mishnah. If a person makes three different shvuas, not to eat the same kikar, if he did eat the kikar, he's only chayev for one carbon, since ein shvua chal al shvua. This is the case of shvuas bitoy, that b'mezid he's chayev malkus, b'shegig he's chayev carbon. By shvua shav, if someone swore something in vain, for example, it's really a piece of wood, he says, but really this is a piece of gold, then b'mezid he's chayev malkus, b'shegig he's pater. And the Gemara brings Rava. If you say that you won't eat kikar zu, if you eat a kazayas, you're chayev. But if you say eichlena, you're only chayev if you eat the entire kikar. Rava says, if a person made three shvuas, even though ein iser chal al iser, if there is hatara on the first shvua, the second shvua automatically becomes chal, like we see by the double case of nazirus. Daf Chaf Ches. If someone was makabel a double nazirus, after he finishes the first nazirus, the hatara can help for the second one. If a person is tied down to the bima to get malchus, and at that point he manages to pull himself away, he's pater from malchus, since he already now has suffered the embarrassment. The Gemara says if someone makes a shvua not to eat kikar B, the iser, as long as he eats from kikar A, the tnai, since by eating from the kikar of tnai A, there will be a chalois shvua, so while he's eating the kikar of tnai, he must realize that there will be the chiyav of shvua, or it isn't chal. If he ate the kikar of tnai b'shagig, and the kikar of iser b'mezid, he's also pater. However, if he ate the kikar tnai b'mezid and the kikar iser b'shagig, then he is chayev. There's a machlekes if there is a suffix if hasra was given, if the person is chayev or not. If a person says shvua shaleachalti, one holds he's only chayev for one shvua, since ein shvua chal al shvua, but others hold he's chayev for two, since once the first is chal, then it's chal, now number two is like a new ballgame. If a person makes a shvua, he won't eat figs and grapes together, and then he made a second shvua not to eat figs alone, and he ate figs and set aside a carbon for this aveira, in other words, he said in his mind, oh, I ate the figs, therefore I got to put aside a carbon. Then he ate grapes alone, so the grapes are now called chatzi shir, since once the carbon on figs was set aside, it's no longer mitzdarif with the grapes, and we would say chatzi shir, and therefore potter. Daf Chav Tes, the Mishnah. What is called a shvuas shav, a swearing in vain? Mishnah says, if he swears a stone is gold, or a man is a woman, which is obviously false, or if he made a shvua on the impossible, I saw a camel fly, for example. Also, if one makes a shvua to be mevatel a mitzvah, for example, not to build a sukkah, or not to put on tefillin, since this is impossible, he's chayev, if done b'mezid, he's chayev malkus. If done b'shaygig, then he's pater. Gemara. An obviously wrong shvua, for example, someone says, this stone is really gold, is only called a shvuas shav if it's obvious for three people that it's clearly the obvious thing. But if it's not so pashut that it's obviously stone or it's obviously gold, then he's pater. Finally, the Gemara says Avodah Zarah is very chamor, in that if a person worships Avodah Zarah, it's like he's denying Kol HaTorah Kula, and the mitzvahs asay of tzitzis is shakol keneged kol mitzvahs. It's equal to all mitzvahs, because the pasuk says, Uzachartem es kol mitzvahs Hashem. The Mishnah. The halacha of Shavuos Bitoy applies to men as well as to women, and to kravim as well as to someone who is pasul eidus. It also applies whether it's done in front of Bezdin or shalei bifnei Bezdin. But it's only chal if a person says the shvua himself. But if someone else says it and he agrees, he's pater. For shvuas bitoy, one is chayev zedaine malkus, and b'shaygig a carbon oila v'yared. This varies depending on how much a person can afford. A shvua shav is also chayev ba'anoshim v'anoshim, as well as kravim and psulim, b'fnei bezdin v'shalei b'fnei bezdin, but must be made mipi atzmai. If it's made mipi acherim, then he's pater. If it's done b'mezid, there's malchus. If it's done b'shaygig, there's a carbon. But if someone is mashbiya you and you say amen, you're chayev. And the Gemara says, Shmuel says anyone who says amen after a shvuah, it's as if he made the shvuah. As it says by Saita, the Amra Ha'isha, amen, amen, in Bamidbar, hey. This marks the end of this parak. Now let's begin Parak Dalad from Daf Lamed Amad Aleph, Parak Shvuas Ha'edus. As background, the Pasuk says, V'nefesh ki sechta. If a person is witness to something that happened, and Reuven comes and asks this witness to come forth to Bezdin and testify for him, if he doesn't come because he swears he knows nothing, he's chayev for the Shvuas Ha'edus. And if we find out that he was lying, he must bring a karban oila v'yared. And the Mishnah says, Shavuos Eidus can only be chal on a man, not on a woman, since she cannot possibly be an aid. It also can't be chal on kraven or eidei psulin. For example, a gazlan who is pasul l'eidus. Remeir says, it makes no difference if the witness denies knowing Eidus in Bezdin or outside of Bezdin. He'll be chayev if he made the shvuah on his own. But if someone else summoned him, and then he denied that he doesn't know what happened, he never saw anything, he's only chayev if the denial was in Bezdin. The Chachamim say, in all cases, the denial must be in Bezdin or he's pater. And this carbon oile v'yared is chayev even though this is a case of mezid. Normally, a carbon chatas only comes by a case of shaygig. And since the oile v'yared is a chatas, it should only be if there's a chiyev b'shaygig. Kamash malan, in this case, in a case of shvuas ha'edus, we have gzeres ha'kasef, that if a person denies that he doesn't really know testimony, he never saw what happened, then we find that he was lying, he's chayev even if it was done b'mezid. And the Gemara says, a woman isn't capable of being an aid. This is learned from the pasuk in Dvarim Yotes, v'omdu shnei ha'anashim. We could also say, it isn't nice for them to come out of the house and come to Bezdin, since the pasuk in Tehillim, Memhei says, kol kivuda v'asmelech penima. Every honorable woman stays inside the house. The Gemara says, by balei dinim, we must be careful not to have one sit and one stand, or let one talk much more than the other. We must be fair. As the pasuk in Vayikra Yotah says, "Betzedek tishpoit amisecha." We also must be careful to be dan people lekavschus and give people the benefit of the doubt. If there are two cases in front of a bezdin, one should give preference to the judge to be able to judge the case of the Talmud Chacham first. Although litigants can sit in a court case, edim must stand. But by the psak din, the judge sits, and the litigants must stand. If there is an entire between a Talmud Chacham and an Amaretz, we tell the Talmud Chacham to sit due to Kavod HaTaira, and we tell the Amaretz to sit as well, so we don't appear to be playing favorites. We always give Kavod to a Rav, but it will result in a case of Chilul Hashem, that even a Talmud can speak up against his Rebbe. Finally, if a Dayan finds out his Psak was wrong, he should back off from enforcing it, because the Pasuk in Shmais Chaf Gimel says, Midvar sheker tirchak, distance yourself from something false. Daf Lamed Aleph. If a Talmud is sitting in a court case and he sees his Rebbe made a mistake, he should say something because of the pasuk of Midvar sheker tirchak. Rava bar Abhuna used to tell people with fancy shoes to take them off before coming into his court so their rich appearance wouldn't unfairly bias the Dayanim. If a king comes to Bezdin, we don't allow him to be an aide. In fact, he's posel midaraisa, because it wouldn't be giving him the proper amount of kavod if he had to stand. And midrabanan, a mesachek bekuvya, someone who plays with dice for a living, is he's also posel le'edim, although midaraisa, he's kosher. By shvuas ha'edus, one is chayev a karban even by a case of mezid. This is learned since all chiyuvim of oile v'yared, it specifically says vanilla, he was unaware. But by Eidus, it doesn't say vanilla, to teach us that one is chayev for a carbon oile v'yared, whether it's b'shaygig or b'mezid in this kind of a case. The next Mishnah. What's the case of Shvuas Ha'edus? A baldin comes to two people and asks them to come and testify for him in Bezdin, and they swear that they know nothing. Or he makes the Shvuah, and they say Amen. If they're lying, they become chayev to bring a carbon. If they swore five times outside of Bezdin, and then they came to Bezdin and were Maida, they're potter, since the kfira must be done in Bezdin. Daf Lamed Beis, the Gemara. If the Baldin runs after the witnesses, this isn't really a strong tefiyah, and they're not chayev for a karban. If the two Edim were kaifer at the same time, they're both chayev. And this is possible, since they were both kaifer within the zman of Teich Kedei Dibur. And this is the shear of how long it takes for a person to say, Shalim Alecha Rabbi Umari. That's the shear of teichidei dibur. But if the kfiris were zeh achar zeh, they were not within that zman, so the second one is pater, since as a standalone aid, he really can't say aidus by himself. But according to Rabbi Elazar ben Rabbi Shimon, an aid echad can be mechuyev a shvua. The Gemara says if both a leiva and a malva are chashud on their shvua, the chiyah falls back on the leiva, and we would say that b'teich she'enu yochal lishava mishalim. Finally, if an aid echad tells a woman outside of the bezdin that her husband died, he's believed, and she can collect Yerusha and remarry. Daf Lamed Gimel. The rule is, even though rave people who become geisesim die, but if someone is a geises, we don't consider them to be dead regarding edus. The Mishnah. A man says to Edom, if you don't come to testify for me that this man has my pikadon and a stolen object, and they swore they don't know, if they lied, they're chayev only for one carbon. But if they specify that they didn't know about the pikadon and they didn't know about the stolen object, then they're chayev one carbon for each, since each was like a separate kfira. The Gemara. If a baldin comes and is mashbia some edim for chatzi nezek, even though this is really a knas, we consider it like mammon, or we hold, like the Mandi Yamru holds, palga niska mamayna. Since this is a case of chatzi nezek is mammon, like the halacha of chatzi nezek tsreris, where the owner of the animal is chayev for chatzi nezek, due to mammon, not due to knas. Finally, if someone lights up a silo on Yom Kippur, he's chayev for mammon, even though he's also chayev for karis. This comes to exclude Rabbi Nachunya ben Akana, who holds karis makes one pater from payment due to kimle b'derabimine. Once a person is chayev for the bigger punishment for karis, then he becomes pater for mammon. The Mishnah. If a person is mashbia some edim that he is a kain or a levi, normally a carbon shvua by shvua se'edis is by mammon, or he's mashbia that he isn't a ben grusha or ben chlutza, in all of these cases, they're pater, since these aren't cases of mamonis. Gemara. How do we know the parsha of Shuas Ha'edus is only by mamon? Our answer, since the pasuk by Pikadin used the lashon of ayin, and it's only for mamon, so too by Shuas Ha'edus. Daf Lamed Daled. Rabbi Akiva says that Shuas Ha'edus only applies by tfias mamon, not by anything else. If it's a tfias mamon which concerns land, it's a machlekes if Shuas Ha'edus applies. If a camel was kicking next to a different camel, and next to it we find a dead camel, we can assume the kicking camel killed it, even though we didn't actually see it kill. We did see it kill the camel. This is like a case of yedia b'li re'ia. Reuven said to Shimon, I lent you $200 by a certain pillar. And Shimon said, I was never by that pillar. But two edim said that they saw Shimon by that pillar, so Shimon is considered to be a liar. Daf Lamed Hey, the Mishnah. A baldin says to Edim that he wants them to swear if they don't come to testify that Reuven said he would give me a gift of 200 zuz, and he didn't. In this case, they're potter, since he may change his mind, i.e. the gift giver. Also, if a shvua comes before the actual edus, they're also potter. If a man gets up in front of an entire Beis HaKnesses and he wants them all to swear that they don't know about a certain incident, they're all potter, since he didn't designate specific Edim. Also, in a case of aid mipi aid, they're potter. Gemara. If one doesn't designate a specific aid, they're potter, since the pasuk says v'hu aid. The aid must be designated in order for there to be a chiyuv. The Mishnah. If a baldin gives a shvua to edim with a lashon of mashbi ani aleichem or mitzava ani aleichem, this is called a valid lashon for shvuas ha'edus. But if he says bashamayim uva'aretz, they're potter, since there is no shem Hashem. But if he says shakai or erech apayim, the shvua is valid. Rameir says, if someone is mekal Hashem with a kinoi, he's chayav misa. But the Chachamim say he's potter. If one is mekal el ova v'imai, he's chayav. According to the Chachamim, he's chayav only if he uses the shem Hashem. If someone gives himself or his friend a klala using the shem Hashem, he's over on a leisase. The Gemara. Some names of Hashem can be erased, but some are not allowed to be erased at all. This is learned from the pasuk in Devarim, Perak Yud Beis, Pasuk Dalad, like Sasun Kain, Lashem, Lekechem. Names which are primary names of Hashem, those are the ones that cannot be erased. But names which only allude to Hashem, like Hagadol or Hagibor, these are not considered the actual names of Hashem and can be erased, even though they're expressions commonly used in referring to Hashem. The Shach in Yeradea, Simin Kufay and Tess, Sifkot and Yud Alef, says that it's mutter to erase the shame of Hashem if it's written in a foreign language. Whether or not this concept is also applicable to the Isser of Laisisa, Shem Hashem Lashav, saying Hashem's name in vain, is a machlekes amongst the Paiskim, as is brought in Aladaf. The Pnei Yeshua, in Brachas Daf Yud Beis Amud Aleph, says that saying the Shem Hashem in a language other than Lashon HaKodesh is not a violation of the Isser of Laisisa. Therefore, he says if one is not sure whether he said a bracha or not, he wasn't sure whether he forgot to say it or he said it, he should re-say the bracha in a different language. For example, if he's not sure that he said a bracha, maybe he says Brich Rachman or whatever, which is Aramaic. Therefore, he doesn't take the chance of saying the Shem Hashem in vain. Rabbi Kiva Eger, Chelek Aleph, Simen Chaf Hei, he argues, and says that saying a needless bracha, even in a foreign language, constitutes the Isser of Laisisa, and therefore in cases that a person is not sure, Rabbi Akiva Eger, Aser is repeating the bracha in a different language. The Gemara says anything that is tafel to the name of Hashem, i.e. before the name or after the name, for example, La Hashem, that is mutter to be erased. The Gemara says, we learn from Avraham Avinu that Achnasas Archim is greater than Kabbalah's Pnei Hashchina, since when Avraham saw the Malachim, we know that he asked Hashem to wait. Wherever it says Shlema in Shir Hashir, it is Kaidish, since it means the Shem Hashem. Daf Lamed Vav. A Shvua without an Ola, a Klola, is Mechuy of a person the same way that a Shvua with a Klola is Mechuy of a person. The word Amen can be used for a Shvua, for making a commitment, or it should be so. For example, if the person says Amen after he hears a bracha. The words lav and hain can also both be used as a lashon for a shvua, but each must be said twice in order to be chal as a shvua. And finally, if a kayin does the aveda when he's intoxicated or with a full head of hair, he's chayev misa. This marks the end of this perek. Now let's begin perek hay, perek shvuas ha-pikadon, the Mishnah. A shvua and a pikadon is neheg for all people, even women, krivim, psulim, etc. However, if it's mipi acherim, it's a machlekes if it must be done in front of Bezdin. If done b'mezid, he must bring a karban asham. What is a shvuas ha-pikadon? If a person goes to the shomer and asks him for his pikadon back, and the shomer swears he doesn't have it. If the shomer was lying, then he's over. If he swore five times, he's chayev one karban for each. If a person is teivea, the shomer, for five different grains, then there's only one chiyuv. Daf Lamed Zayin, the Gemara. If there is Hasra by Shvuas HaPikadon, does the Shomer have to bring a Karban and get Malkus, or just one? The Maskan is that we can't find a Raya one way or the other. If someone is Kaifer to one of the two owners, i.e. to the half, in other words, to half of the ownership, then he's Pater. But if there were two sets of Edim, both are Chayav a Karban. Shvuas HaPikadon is more Chomer than regular Edis, since B'mezid there's a Chi of Malkus, and B'shegig there's a Karban. Finally, if Reuben stole a field from Shimon, and a river flooded the field, Rabbi Eliezer says Reuven must give back a regular undamaged field, since we say karka nigzelos. The Chachamim say he can just simply say Haresh Shalach Lefonecha, and he can simply give back the damaged field, since we say karka ainu nigzelos. Daf Lamed Ches. A shomer is only chayev if he stole something, or if there was a shvua made on something which was worth a shava pruta. But if you total up a few small pieces from a number of different grains, then they can all be mitzaref together to create a chayev shava pruta. If five people were teivea, one shomer, for different things, and he agrees to one of them, but he says loy lecha to the others, we say he's chayev different chatois for each. This marks the end of this parak. Now let's begin the sixth parak, Shvuas Hadayanim. As background, we know that if Reuven borrowed money from Shimon, and Shimon now comes to Reuven to collect the money, Shimon comes to Reuven and says, Reuven, you owe me $200. If he says, I owe you nothing, which is a kaifer bakal, he says the whole thing never happened, then he's completely pater, and he doesn't have to pay anything, and no shvua is necessary. If, however, he says, I didn't borrow $200 from you, I borrowed $100 from you, then he's called a maida b'miktsas, and he has to make a shvua. And the Mishnah says, a shvua given by dayanim because someone was maida b'miktsas, the taina must be a minimum of 2 mice of kesef, and the haida must be at least a pruta. If someone was maida on something that wasn't included in the tviya, then he's pater from the shvua. If someone is kaifer bakal, he denies it completely, then he's pater from shvua. This is because if he's kaifer bakal, it probably never really happened, because no person would have the chutzpah to completely deny it if he borrowed some money. It's like a slap in the face of the person who lent the money. Currencies are all called money. So if someone tainas in dollars and the kafira was in francs, then there is considered a chiyuv shvua. If a kvira or haida is regarding karka, there is no chiyuv shvua. But if someone is maida on miktsas kelim, if there is land involved also, he becomes chayav to swear on the land as well, due to gilgal shvua. Once he becomes chayav to shvua on the miktsas, maida miktsas by kelim, it's megalgal, it rolls over to the chiyuv, the chiyuv rolls over to the land as well. Finally, if there's a tviya from a chereshay to the katan, one is not chayav to swear. Gemara. The shvua to make is a shvua utilizing the Shem Hashem, like mentioned in the Torah. This is learnt, like by the case of Eliezer and Avram. Also, one needs to hold his hand on something kedusha stick, like a sefer Torah or tefillin. Finally, the one who makes the shvua stands, but the dayan sits. The shvua can be said in any lashon, but the person understands. Taf Amites. By all averus sheba Torah, there is tshuva, but not by this, not by shvua sheker. By all averus sheba Torah, only the person himself gets punished, but by shvua sheker, the person's family can also be punished. In fact, the entire world can be punished as well. If a person says he'd rather pay than swear, we immediately have him pay, and he's pater mishvua. The Gemara says that at Har Sinai, the shvua of Bnei Yisrael included not only the mitzvahs given then, but even the mitzvahs which would be given in the future, as the pasuk says, kimu v'kiblu. There are certain things that can be said not only in Hebrew, but in any language a person understands. These include the lashon of Saita, vidui meiser, kriyashma, tfila, birchas hamazon, shvuas ha'edus, shvuas ha'pikadon, and shvuas ha'dayanim. When a person swears, we remind him that when Hashem gave the commandment of leisisa as shem Hashem lashav, the whole world shook, since this lav is so chomer. If someone can protest the avera of his friend, and he doesn't, he can be hurt too, since one has a chiyuv to help his friend due to kol Yisrael arevim zeboza. For the shvua of Maida Miktsas Midaraisa, Rav says the kfira must be a minimum of 2 mice of kesef. But Shmuel says the taina is what needs to be a minimum of 2 mice, but the kfira can be as little as a pruta, and he's chayav for a shvua. Dachmem. Any case where 2 edim are machayav a person mamain, an eid echad can be machayav a person to make a shvua. If the taina was written in chitin and sarin, and he was maida on one, he's chayav a shvua. But if the taina was in chitin and he was maida on sairin, this is a machlokes if he's chayev. Rabbi Gamliel says he's chayev, since you don't need mi min hataina. If there is a taina on kelim and karkois, if he is maida b'miktsas on the kelim, he's also chayev to swear on karka, due to gilgul shvua. Once he's machuyev to swear on the kelim, it's magalgal, it rolls over to the karka as well. By kaifer bakol, if a person denies everything completely, there is no shvua midaraisa. But midrabanan, we say that there is a shvua, and this is called a shvuas heses. The reason midaraisa there's no shvua is because ein adam meiz panav bifnei bal chayven. No person would have the chutzpah to deny completely that he borrowed money in front of the person who lent him the money. However, we also say maybe he's just pushing off his friend until he has money. Ishtamute hu dekam ishtamit. Not that he's really denying it completely, but he's just pushing off his friend because he doesn't have money right now, but when he has money, he'll be maida then.